Imagine carrying a weight so crushing that it makes you feel fundamentally defective at your core, not for what you've done, but for who you are.
This is toxic shame, a soul-destroying belief that we are flawed beyond redemption. Unlike healthy shame, which simply reminds us of our human limitations, toxic shame becomes our identity.
It whispers constantly, "You're not good enough.
You'll never be enough.
Something is wrong with you."
This invisible demon has been silently tormenting millions, driving addictions, perfectionism, relationship problems, and profound unhappiness.
What makes toxic shame so destructive is how it splits us from ourselves.
Rather than experiencing momentary feelings of imperfection, we come to believe our entire self is defective.
This internalization typically happens in childhood through identifying with shame-based parents, experiencing emotional abandonment, or having our authentic emotions consistently invalidated. The result?
Our true self goes into hiding, replaced by a false self designed to protect us from the unbearable exposure of our perceived worthlessness.
We stop being and focus entirely on doing, hoping achievements will finally make us worthy of love. Toxic shame creates a self-perpetuating cycle that's difficult to escape. As shame increases, our behaviors generate even more shame, creating a squirrel cage that drives psychological suffering from anxiety to addiction. The manifestations interconnect in various ways. Some develop grandiosity, either as narcissistic self-importance or helpless victimhood, both rejecting ordinary humanity. Others become perfectionists or control freaks, attempting to prove their worth or mask their perceived defectiveness. Toxic shame fuels all addictive behaviors. The cycle begins with the belief, "No one could want me as I am," creating distorted thinking that drives mood altering through substances, behaviors, or emotions like rage. After acting out, the shame about our behavior intensifies our shame-based identity. Another manifestation is shamelessness, where we transfer shame to others through criticism, blame, contempt, and emotional abuse. The perfectionist sets impossible standards, the power seeker controls others, and the rageaholic keeps people at bay, all protecting against feeling their own toxic shame.
Have you ever wondered why certain patterns repeat in your family? Toxic shame passes through generations like a dark inheritance. Shame-based people instinctively find and marry each other, each hoping the other will heal their wounded inner child. Their initial in-love fusion creates temporary wholeness that collapses when differences emerge and their families of origin resurface. These dysfunctional family systems operate on rigid rules: control or chaos, perfectionism or abandonment, chronic blame, denial of authentic perception, and the no-talk rule, preventing honest communication. Children assume fixed roles: the hero who achieves to make the family look good, the scapegoat who carries the family shame, the lost child who becomes invisible, and the mascot who deflects pain with humor. Each role represents abandonment as children sacrifice their authentic selves. Family secrets about suicides, addictions, mental illness, and traumas remain hidden, creating unconscious defenses against underlying pain. Children absorb shame through subtle cues, unexplained rules, and emotional atmospheres. Without intervention, this shame extends to subsequent generations, affecting relationships, career choices, and addiction patterns.
Beyond family systems, our culture powerfully amplifies toxic shame. Schools often operate on perfectionistic models that treat failing grades as personal inadequacy, while favoring rationalism over emotional intelligence and shaming different learning styles. Religious systems have been particularly damaging through their emphasis on human wretchedness. Many denominations teach inherent human flaws, promoting harsh child rearing to break a child's unruly will.
Religious perfectionism values the appearance of righteousness over genuine moral development. Society functions as a dysfunctional family with rules against emotional expression. The American success myth damages self-worth by equating personal value with achievement and wealth, creating impossible standards. Rigid gender roles and physical ideals cause suffering, especially for women judged primarily on appearance. Our culture handles emotions poorly, promoting surface-level happiness while discouraging authentic expressions of grief, anger, or fear. This creates a societal mask where people feel compelled to appear happy and fine rather than honestly acknowledging their struggles.
Healing begins with naming shame and bringing it into awareness. As long as toxic shame remains unconscious, it maintains its power. The journey involves several essential components. First, finding a non-shaming social network provides the context for healing. Since relationships created toxic shame, relationships must heal it. 12-step groups work effectively because they're founded on shared vulnerability. Second, leaving home emotionally means resolving family of origin issues through grief work. This involves reconnecting with your hurt inner child whose emotions were blocked. Our compulsions stem from unresolved grief that we must work through rather than act out destructively. Third, integrating disowned parts of ourselves is essential for wholeness. Shame-based people often split off essential aspects, denying neediness, numbing emotions, repressing sexuality. Recognizing all parts as acceptable counters toxic shame. Fourth, confronting toxic inner voices breaks the shame spiral. These voices represent what Robert Firestone calls an insidious self-destructive process derived from our parents' suppressed hostility. Externalizing these thoughts helps us develop perspective and challenge their power.
I love myself is toxic shame's greatest enemy and most powerful healing tool. Scott Peck defines love as the will to expend myself for the sake of nurturing my own and another spiritual growth, framing it as a deliberate choice rather than just a feeling. This makes self-love possible through decision, regardless of past experiences. The key is loving who you are, not what you do. Toxic shame transforms you into a human doing by convincing your being is flawed. No achievement can heal the deep sense of defectiveness from internalized shame. Self-acceptance creates at-one-ment, where your full power emerges as you no longer waste energy guarding split-off parts. Loving yourself means giving yourself proper rest, relaxation, solitude, and pleasure, rather than driving yourself mercilessly. It requires monitoring your feelings, needs, and wants through disciplined self-attention. Even when you don't feel self-loving, acting as if you love yourself will gradually transform your feelings.
The journey from toxic shame to healthy shame means embracing our perfectly imperfect humanity. Healthy shame reminds us that we are neither gods nor worms. We are human beings with both magnificent capabilities and natural limitations. When we accept this truth, we can stop hiding behind false selves and defensive behaviors. We can allow ourselves to be seen, make mistakes, need others, and experience the full range of human emotions. We can love ourselves, including our imperfections, as part of our authentic being. By healing toxic shame, we don't become perfect, we become real. This reality includes accepting our physical limitations, emotional needs, and interdependence. In that reality, with all its messiness, we find the freedom to be fully alive and connected. We live from authenticity rather than fear, embracing both strengths and vulnerabilities as essential parts of our human experience. Your imperfections don't make you unworthy, they make you human, and in that humanity lies your greatest gift to yourself and the world.